BJ and Jamie.
The beaver is the most sought after.
It is.
Ryan, do you think you could eat beaver?
Now that's the way you start a show.
Wow, it's so early for that.
Really, for the beaver. Some news anchors
little,
in Detroit.
A little wound up.
Got a little crazy with the beaver.
6 a.m.
Well, hey, good morning. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Good morning.
Yeah. Wow. All right. You must have thought that was really funny.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to play that funny, funny beaver audio.
BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, KALC Radio, Denver, Colorado. Oh, my God. I need to go home.
Yeah, you do.
I'm a lost cause.
Yes, I really you are.
Am. Marta. Yeah. Hey, watch it there, Jamie G. Watch it there. Hey, recorder girl. Hey, Jamie G, I shared your picture yesterday. Yeah. Man, I had so many people comment on it.
Yeah, all my friends did too.
Oh, Jamie G. Jamie has a recorder. Where'd you get that recorder?
Neil Bratz.
Oh, that's right. Neil sent it to you.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. I almost got it.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
really good. Thanks.
All right, we should do a Textato poll. Which would you rather hear, Jamie G on the recorder or Beaver audio?
A little off. I forgot how to.
Or Beaver audio.
I feel like my it's a little off.
A little out of tune.
My read is off.
You have saliva in there or something?
I think my read is off. Yeah.
Your read's off.
Yeah, that's what's going on.
Oh, my goodness.
What is today? Thursday. Yay. Thursday. Happy Thursday, everybody. Thursday. It's August 20th. Mm-hmm. My God, it's going to be September before you know it. We lose 2 minutes every single day.
Yep.
I don't like it.
Every day.
I noticed last night it was like it got a little bit darker. I'm like, no. I like it light. Mm-hmm.
Did your Alexa say rain today?
It didn't tell me today. She.
Oh, she was quiet today.
She didn't say a word. Yeah. No? Yeah. She just said like early bird gets the worm or whatever the hell it was. I was like, shut up, lady.
Does she give you a saying every day?
Sometimes, you know.
Like, yeah, it just varies.
I don't know.
She's a pain, right? I mean, you're acting that way right now.
Yeah,
like,
no, I don't like
she's
her.
She's a real pain.
I don't like her. No, because, like, and then they changed the voice and now she's like this college, like bippity boppity girl.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, she used to be annoying. Like an old hag, which was fine with me in the morning.
Yeah, we love old hags in the morning.
Well, yeah, because I'm like one of them. She was my people, and now she's like, I just feel like her boobs are perky.
Yeah.
She's like, hi. It's like she's a cheerleader.
Yeah. Or she's in one of those college sorority videos.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, she's one of the lead dancers in one of those.
She is. Yeah. So, no, she did not say anything. But remember, yesterday she did. And I did get thunderstorms yesterday.
All right. So, well, all right. She nailed it yesterday,
yep,
I guess.
She did.
So, got to give her credit for that, I guess.
I'm just not a fan of our boss was telling us, you guys, that his plane got hit by lightning.
You know, that story he was telling yesterday.
I don't like that.
He was, you could tell he was rattled, too.
Yeah, he was.
Now, can you imagine? You're on an airplane, okay? And it's a normal-sized airplane. And you get hit by lightning, loud boom, flash of light, blah, blah, blah. And 90% of the people on the flight with you, packed flight, are thinking that they're going to die.
Yeah.
That's the scenario that he told us yesterday on a flight that he took to Montana.
I mean, I wasn't going to get this serious, but it's early.
Isn't that wild?
Between Beaver and you, like...
No. But when he told that story yesterday, you could tell in his voice that he was quite concerned himself.
Well, yeah, it was very scary. Very scary. Somebody said, hey, is there a third option between the beaver and the flute?
Nope. Nope.
Yes, there's death of our boss.
Flute or beaver. You pick it. No third option with this show.
Anyway, yep, Thursday, love it.
All right. Big story this morning. Harry and Meghan are going back to the UK.
They sure are.
Taking the kids.
Yep.
Getting the hell out of here.
I don't get
They bombed in the US.
That whole thing is crazy, right?
Yeah. We'll get into it later, but
isn't that a wild story? Out of nowhere. I was like, what the what?
I guess they're going to take the kids and enroll them in school over in England.
They already enrolled them, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're already enrolled.
Oh, they're already there?
Yep. Then the kids are enrolled, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Wow.
Sure are.
Well, they're getting the heck out of here. All that.
Well, they're keeping the Montecito home.
Yeah, I saw a story this morning saying that they'll probably sell it.
They are keeping the Montecito home and the Portugal home. Yeah. So they're keeping, you know, because everybody needs three homes, darling.
And they're not that popular over there. So
no,
I don't
especially
know.
Her.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work out either. I mean, they're not popular. Where else are you going to go?
Canada is where they started.
Yeah.
Remember, from England.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
They stayed up there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, people seem to be fine with them there.
All right, we'll get into that later on, too. Lots more on the program today. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting rolling. It is a Thursday. We'll be back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday. Going to be another hot one today with a chance of afternoon showers. Are you planning a big party this weekend, Jamie?
I am planning a soiree.
A soiree.
Yeah, having a soiree at the river.
No kid. Yeah. Now, how many guests are you expecting?
I'm not sure yet. I have no idea.
Soiree. Sure, I think it takes about, I'm going to say 8 to 10 at least. To soiree. Yeah.
We'll see how many. I don't know.
You guys going to be cornholing out there?
We're going to cornhole. And I got this awesome game. It's like these pretend, what are they called? Axe throwing. It's this big easel and it has all these like, it looks like little plastic fingers and you mm-hmm. throw axes at it. Mm-hmm. It's super fun. But mostly we're going to inner tube and sit in the water and kayak and all that crap.
The axes, what are they made of? Are they like?
Really hard plastic.
Oh, okay. Just plastic.
Really hard.
Oh, so, that sounds like fun.
I know. It's just that, the only thing that sucks is still these fire restrictions. Everything's on propane.
Yeah, you gotta be really careful.
Well, I mean, I'm obviously not gonna make a fire except for propane, but but it's always so much better at the river when you have a big old bonfire. Mm. You know what I mean?
Like, things are so bad that Jamie, you and I were talking about it off air yesterday. That there's lots of areas now that you can't even smoke a cigarette.
Yeah, well, Jeffco, you can't.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you can't. You're supposed to smoke it in your car.
I played golf at Red Rocks Country Club.
Right.
And they have signs everywhere on the golf course. No smoking whatsoever.
Makes sense, doesn't
it? Cigars, cigarettes, whatever.
But it's just that a hot dog just tastes so much better over a wood fire.
I agree.
I love the fire pit. Don't get me wrong. It's amazing. Thank you, Michelle. Michelle, my friend. She brought out the fire pit.
Yeah.
And the hot dog's still very yummy, but there's something about it over that wood.
Mm. You know, we did s'mores over at Jellystone last weekend. I don't know if I got the right recipe for s'mores. I don't know if I'm doing it right. My chocolate's not melting. Can you give me a tip on that?
Well, the Hershey's is like plastic, but it's still, you just put the square right on the graham cracker and you put the marshmallow on it.
Are you more of a really dark charred marshmallow or just lightly?
Lightly. I'm more of a light.
All right. Yeah. just trying to make sure that I'm getting it right when I get
the
jelly stuff.
I don't like that taste of the charred ones.
My wife loves it.
Really? A lot of people do.
Yeah.
You're not alone.
I'm with you, though. I kind of throw it away.
And then when you try to saute it, if you will, your marshmallow, you slowly saute it over the fire, then it just bloop, drips off.
Yeah.
You're like, I put all that time into it, and it just bloop, it just fell off my steak.
There's an art to a good s'mores, folks.
It really is.
Yeah.
You gotta
work on it. Now, do you do that out at the cabin? You're going to do that? No.
Yeah, I told you. I told you that really cool thing that I bought at, at King Supers or Safeway. It's a tackle box, and you put all your graham crackers in it, and it has a place for the marshmallows, and it has a place for the chocolate, and you take it right to the fire. It's a tackle box.
It's like a fishing tackle box.
Yeah, but they made it intentionally.
No kidding.
I told you that. Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know me. I forget things.
Yeah, no,
you know, it's one ear out the other.
Yeah.
I got to get me one of those for the RV.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And it keeps all the mice out and stuff like that.
Anyway, very cool.
About having, and I've said this before, like if you have a swimming pool, right?
Yeah.
All you do is pay all that money for everybody to come swimming, right? And you have these soirees yourself, and then it's like, oh, my God, I got to take care of all these people. Well, like, if you have a place at the river, right? all I got to do today, like I have to go out there today, what did I got to do? I got to mow all day for the soiree.
I did not want to be a negative Nancy.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
I was thinking exactly what you're saying. It's a real pain in the butt to host.
It is.
When you're soireeing,
yeah.
You're the only person preparing for the soiree. Everybody else just shows up and has a good time.
They don't have to do anything, especially like you swimming pool people.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, you're paying the heating bill, you're paying all the chemicals, you're paying the insurance. Into all that stuff, and all these people do is come over and pee in your pool.
Yeah. Well, I would say a cabin at the river's not cheap either.
Well, no. Oh, it's called a snackle box.
The what?
Snackle box. That's what I bought is a snackle box.
A snackle box.
I love that.
That's great.
Right?
Yeah.
Snackle box.
Yeah, because when I come out of the RV, you know, I'm dropping stuff, Jamie.
I know. It's all in one.
I've got a marshmallow rolling on the ground, and I need me a snackle box.
You need a snackle box, BJ.
Keep the bears away.
Oh, God.
Have you seen all the bear stories?
Dude.
Man, they're everywhere, every day.
I told you about two of them yesterday. I told you about the guy in Vail. He was just walking out with his laundry. He was actually attacked.
Holy cow, they're everywhere.
They are. They're very hungry.
I saw a video this morning. This was in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where this bear got in a car, locked the doors. I guess it was unlocked. Bear got in, locked the doors. They couldn't get to it. Had to break out the windows. And as soon as the guy breaks out the window, he takes a bat. He breaks out the window. He runs like hell.
Did you see the one though in Colorado Springs that got trapped and died?
Yes. Yeah. I saw it on the news yesterday.
So he got trapped in there. Nobody knew he was in there and he died.
Was it heat?
Yeah.
Is that what got him?
Yeah, like a dog in there. He got trapped in there, couldn't get out, and he died. Oh.
But he tore that car up.
He did tear it up. Well, probably because he's panicking too. Get me out of here.
Overeating.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash next here on the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Thursday.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's train of thought.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, obviously lots of royal news. First of all, let's not forget about the TV special that's on tonight. It's revisiting one of the biggest conspiracy theories surrounding Princess Diana's death. Whether the 1997 Paris crash was actually murder. They're saying that she was pregnant and that the theory that a child would cause problems with the royal family because it would be a Muslim baby and that would be part of the reason. Plus, they used AI technology to recreate the fatal crash from multiple viewpoints. And so there's another little clip from it if you want to go to number two.
Gotcha.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, the father of Dodi Fayed, claims that Prince Philip ordered the murders of Dodi and Diana. Because they approached Mohammed and told him that Diana was pregnant with Dodi's Muslim baby.
She was pregnant.
Surely just the rumor of this could not have sat well with Prince Philip, Prince Charles, and the monarchy to begin with.
She's no longer Her Royal Highness, but she is still intrinsically linked with the royal family because, of course, she is the mother of the future King of England. The heads of the royal household, the Queen and Prince Philip, but Prince Philip is known for his casual racism. So imagine King William would have a Muslim half-sibling. This was not going to play well with the royal family.
Well, you don't mess with the royal family.
Is there such thing as casual racism?
No kidding.
That's a weird way to say
Muslim.
It. It's just a weird way. He was known for his casual racism. You're either a racist or you're not. There's no casual racism.
Some days I'm not.
That's, what a weird way to put it. Anyway, the whole royal family situation has always been a nightmare, right? Ever since the whole thing with Diana and Camilla and all this. And now you guys probably heard it yesterday. The Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are making a shocking move back to the UK.
This is shocking.
We need to get the Harvey Levin take on it. If you can go to TMZ and get some of his audio, because the whole thing is just they're not going to be a working royals over there. We're not sure what they're not going to live on the royal grounds, right? And they say that Charles just found out about it on Saturday, but that he's happy about it. But yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
I've got some audio here.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, are moving back to the UK and they're bringing their children. They won't be living in a palace or a royal residence. They'll be living in a private residence. We don't know exactly where that is. And the king has made it clear that they won't be coming back to their full-time royal roles either. So they'll be expected to carry on the kind of work that they were doing in California, but over here in the UK. And they will be here full-time because the children have been enrolled in British schools. Why they're coming over isn't entirely clear. We know that Harry has wanted to spend more time here, but the whole family coming is quite a surprise. Even to the king, who was only told on Sunday, despite meeting Harry over the summer in July. I'm told that this move wasn't discussed. The Sussexes have incredibly managed to keep this secret until
now. I'll bet you Meghan doesn't want to go.
I bet she doesn't either.
And Harry's put his foot down.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, we don't have any more money. We got no money. We got to do something. But here's the weird part. Just last year, and people are replaying this audio over and over. Just last year, Harry said, quote, I can't see a world in which I would ever bring my wife and child back to the UK. He just said that last year.
Things change, don't they?
They do.
Well, since last year, though, think of all the money they've lost.
Yeah, so I guess
they lost that Spotify deal. They lost the Netflix deal.
Yeah, so I guess he can see a world.
It's hard to imagine. They had a $100 million deal. They had a $50 million deal with Spotify, plus all the other stuff they have with her line of stuff, which I guess lost money. But to get all that money and be broke?
Do you know how much a water heater is when it goes out?
Yeah. In a mansion?
You have two houses that you have to take care of, one in Portugal.
And three kids.
And three kids?
Yeah.
I think she only has two.
They have two?
I think, yeah. They only have two. Yeah, two. Anyway, a 7-year-old Archie and 5-year-old Lilibet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they are enrolled, and so, I don't know.
Well, chickens. They got those chickens, remember?
All the chickens,
remember
yeah.
the chickens out back?
Yep, and all the gardening stuff.
Yeah, chickens are cheap.
Yeah, huh. I don't know. The whole thing is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Hey, did you guys see, Carson, did you see that Posty got engaged?
I did. I was completely shocked. I was like, wait, what?
Everybody's shocked.
This is the girl that literally moved to Utah to try and stick it to you.
No, that's different.
He tried to move to Utah.
But this isn't the girl that he had a baby with.
Oh, it's not?
No.
I was like, what are you doing?
Everybody
man?
Thought that at first, because there's some similarities.
Yeah.
But no, this is not the girl that stuck it to him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because everybody was like you on social media yesterday, and everybody was going crazy. Like, what are you doing, you moron? But no, he was previously engaged to Hee Sung Park. It's a girl.
Okay.
Hee Sung Park. Yeah. He has a 4-year-old daughter with her. They split in 2024. This girl's name is Christy Lee. And that's who he's engaged to
man,
now.
Man, because I was like, what?
Well, you're not alone. You're not alone. Everybody's real, real mad about that.
Because this is fast.
It is fast, but yeah, because that girl did stick it to him. But everybody's wondering, because Posty falls so deep in love, did he get a prenup? Is he going to get a prenup? He better.
Hmm. He better, yeah.
Because I think he learned from that Hee Sung Park, you know? Like, hey, people take your money, bud. So, yeah, it says Post Malone appears to be engaged to girlfriend Christy Lee. Friends shared photos from what looked like an engagement celebration with Lee wearing a bride-to-be sash and a gigantic diamond ring on her left hand. Lee's friend, Matthew, posted photos of the couple together at Post's Utah property, along with a video of them looking very much in love. He captioned it, "My mom and dad got engaged."
I just worry that this is, like, too fast. This is like the rebound.
It is definitely
that. You know, he's mourning the loss of his baby mama and all that, like being away from that relationship, and now he's just jumping into the next thing.
Yep, I think you're right. You know, he's one of those guys, just like J-Lo, can't be alone.
Right.
Can't be alone. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when people hurt, you know, deep inside, they keep just plowing through women and men, right? They just they gotta find something.
It's a mystery.
It really is.
I don't get it.
It's a mystery. Yeah. It's kind of crazy. All right, what else do I have for you? Nothing. I'm gonna take a nap now. There you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Oh yeah, there's a story of a hero, Jamie.
A hero?
A Denver hero. Right here in town, yeah. This guy caught this four-year-old coming out of a window to second-story building.
What happened?
You didn't see it?
No.
Okay, so I've got the story. Let's just play it, okay? That's easier.
She was already dangling from her two hands.
Kelly All Rodriguez was at work across the parking lot on South Wadsworth, July 23rd, when he witnesses a four-year-old first apparently trying to get out of a second-story Lakewood apartment window and then eventually succeeding.
She's going to jump. I'm going to catch her.
Not completely sure what he's witnessing, he calls 911.
I was like, I'm going to try to catch that baby. It looks like he's going to jump.
With no time to think, the 23-year-old simply acts, catching the girl before she lands on the pavement and firefighters arrive. The four-year-old checked out by paramedics, uninjured, with police now also on scene.
A hero!
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You know that Greg guy hit? I don't know why, but when he talks, it makes me crazy.
He does it in such a pace that's kind of weird.
Every time he does
it. Let's listen to
He listens to our show, I don't mean anything bad about it. It's just that the way he does it sometimes.
He's unique.
That's what makes him unique, because otherwise, maybe I wouldn't recognize his voice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe let's go with that. Yeah.
The little girl is returned to her mother.
I don't know what's crazier than catching a baby.
Kelly All Rodriguez wasn't looking to become a hero. Then again, heroes rarely do.
Wow.
I want to be a hero.
I
want to be a hero, Jamie.
You guys, I worked with a very interesting person who also had that mania inside of him that wanted to be a hero. He accomplished everything. He was a childhood star. He had accomplished everything but he never got to be called a hero, right?
Right.
And so he had a plan when he lived in Chicago that he was going to push his daughter. There's a walkway along the river. I'm not even kidding.
This one coming.
Yeah. So
this is great.
There's a walkway in Chicago along the river, right? So he was going to, and she was young enough that she wouldn't know she got pushed. So he was going to push her in the river, then he was going to jump in and get her from the river and save her life so he would be a hero.
Well, that guy's brilliant.
Yeah.
He wanted to be
a
hero.
Some mania, man.
This guy's getting some type of an award from the fire department, too. Plaque.
Wow,
he gets a plaque for catching a kid.
But where did this kid come from? I mean, I know the second story, but like,
I guess it's an apartment.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody took their eye off the kid.
Holy Toledo!
The kid crawling up. There's video too.
Yeah.
I don't know who shot the video. I mean, that's some timing there to catch that on video. But you see this little kid? He comes rolling out the window, and he's holding on. I mean, it's just a matter of time before he drops. He's all the way out the window.
Wow, that's awesome.
And this guy runs over there like a catcher's mitt.
He is a hero, by golly.
Catches the kid.
Good for him.
When we come back, you and I talked about this a little bit off the... Did you see where Deion Sanders is running from the police?
Yeah, I told you that yesterday the air.
They're trying to serve him with papers.
He's nowhere to be found.
How can you not find him? He's doing football practice.
Because every time they show up to serve him, they're like, oh, sorry, he's not here.
If you don't know what we're talking about, when we come back, we'll discuss this, okay?
Crazy.
This is wild.
Yeah.
All right, BJ and Jamie. BJ and Jamie. She's making a killing off this song.
Her and what's her name?
I think it's been at number one for like 21 weeks.
Yeah, something crazy. Her and Miranda are making a butt ton of money.
Man, oh man, oh man. Hey, speaking of money, Deion Sanders' son, he's filed for bankruptcy.
Is it Shiloh?
Yeah.
Shiloh.
Can you imagine you're 21 or 22, whatever he is, 21 years old, and you've already filed for bankruptcy on $11 million debt?
So what's it for?
I don't know.
What did he really buy? Did he buy a house?
And you know as well as I do, Jamie.
Didn't they buy Deion a house?
I don't know. I can't keep up with those guys. Okay?
Yeah, because I think they bought the Boulder house for him.
Did they?
Yeah.
The boys did. Yeah. Now, they made a buttload of money in college for that NIL thing and other money, too. And you know as well as I know that he's not broke. This is just a realignment of his finances and trying to get, maybe out of a debt that he wants to...
I think it has to do with somebody that he assaulted too, because didn't that person sue him?
Yeah.
So I think it has to.
You're right.
Now that it's coming back to me, I don't think he bought like a Rolls Royce. I think it was more like somebody sued him and he lost.
He bought a car too, though. He bought a car, remember, because remember there were pictures of him driving it in the snow.
Yeah.
Remember the little sports car or something?
But I think the majority of it is that I think.
I think so too.
Do we have any like information about that? I mean, there's got to be a news story about it.
Yeah, I'm sure there is. I'm sure that Carson's probably looking for something right now. Yeah. But the story is this. What really got me was Deion Sanders' dad, Coach Prime, has been running from the police.
Yeah, he sure has. He's busy. They keep telling who's ever trying to serve him, they keep telling him that he's busy.
He's a part of this bankruptcy. He has to testify or something like that, give a deposition. But they've been trying to serve him to get him to do this legally, and he's been running from them. He's been on the practice field, and they're not allowing the cops to go on the practice field to serve him.
What is it, an actual police officer, or is it just a person?
No, they said it was the Boulder County Police Department.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, it's funny because I've done the same thing when they were trying to serve me.
On the run?
Oh, my God, yeah. It's maddening because they're really good at their job.
I think it'd be fun. It'd be like a cat and mouse game.
Yeah, so I finally got served by two strippers. Yeah, I'm not even lying.
You don't expect that.
No, you don't.
Boy, they got you. They caught you off guard, didn't they?
Oh, my God. And not only that, but what an insult. Like, it's from my son's baby daddy, right? Whatever he is. And so I'm like, I'm with these people. And so I said, hey, Jamie, your friends are at the door. And I was like, they don't even know I'm here. Like, I'm at this other house in Evergreen or whatever. I'm like, they don't even know I'm here. And all of a sudden, these two girls, like, they were strippers. They're like, hi, we know blankety blank. And he told us to give you this.
Old stripper sneak. Yeah.
I was like, did he really just have me served by strippers? That's a pretty good one. My other friend was served on Christmas Eve.
No kidding.
While they were having Christmas Eve stuff, you know, like the whole family was there, right in front of the whole family.
Oh.
And then remember, what's the girl that dated Harry Styles? You know, she was older than him.
Oh, Olivia Wilde.
Yeah, Olivia. Remember, he served her while she was on stage.
Jason Sudeikis,
Yeah, while she was on stage.
Oh, that's great.
She was like giving a speech or something.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, somebody walked up to the front of the stage and was like, here, this is for you. And she unfortunately accepted it.
I saw a guy get served at the airport.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was on the flight that I was on.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there, and he's not right beside me, but he's, a few people over. And sure enough, here they come with papers, and they serve him right there before he catches his flight.
Well, I guess because this has made such, everybody's talking about it, and, like, he's evading it, avoiding it, all that stuff, that I guess the law group that represents him did finally accept it.
So they got the paperwork all.
Yeah, because it was making him look really bad.
But I think it's a fun cat and mouse game.
Right.
You know, you're trying to run. You don't want to get caught somewhere where somebody can serve you. It's kind of like when I watch these crime shows. And Jamie, you know I love crime shows.
I know you love crime shows.
I love that cat and mouse game when they have a suspect on the crime show for maybe murder or something like that, and they're trying to get his DNA. Okay.
Oh, so, that is good.
You know, that's good, that's a cat and mouse too.
Oh, I even saw it one time. They were he was in the examining room. Yeah. You know, like they were doing the thing with the big light in his face and everything. And they're like, "Do you want a soda?" And he's like, "Yeah, I do." And they're like, "Yeah, we got him." So he drank the soda.
Yes.
And they didn't want him to pour it out.
Right.
They set it gently in because the soda coming out would taint where his lips were.
Oh, yeah. Jenny, they offer them so everything. Good. Hey, how would you like a pizza?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
We could. You hungry? Yeah, they try to get that DNA, or they'll follow them, try to pick up a cigarette butt, too.
Yeah, because I'm not sure the pizza is a good example.
Well, you touch the pizza box or anything you touch.
Well, okay. There's a box now. Okay.
Or the pizza. You get the saliva off of eating pizza.
He swallowed it.
No. If you leave,
crust
and you touch
still
other things.
Still not going with the pizza.
Listen to me. I watch a lot of crime shows.
Still, the pizza was a bad example.
I can just picture in my head Deion slipping the cops up
right?
there.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they had the staff tell everybody that the staff tell him, like, he's busy or he's not available.
Yeah. You got a guy with Depends that's outrunning you there, folks.
That's so crazy.
That's a little embarrassing for the police department, isn't it?
I mean, so this guy sued him because they were in altercation or whatever, sued him for $11 million. Is that right? Or is that added to it? Did you find out anything there?
It's for $11 million. And then remember, they were also trying to repo that car that he bought.
He bought a car. Yeah, remember that.
And they were trying to
retail. Was it like a Lamborghini or something? It was like a $150,000 car, wasn't it? I don't know. I don't remember.
That is crazy.
So he loses the lawsuit of $11 million.
Here's what it says. The filing obtained by USA Today states that Sanders brought in a gross income of $193,000 during 2023. That number is actually down from the $216,000 he netted playing at Jackson State in 2022. A large portion of his income can be attributed to all the stuff, right? Can you raise that so I can keep reading it? Thanks. Oh, man, you just lost me. Anyway, forget it.
Well, the guy is 21 years old, and he's $11 million in the hole because of a lawsuit.
Yeah.
That's wild. I don't know how this thing's going to turn out. Well, I guess I don't think bankruptcy saves you, though, does it? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not from a lawsuit.
Well, I don't know about a lawsuit, but it saves you from you know, all your debts.
Creditors, but it doesn't from a lawsuit if you've been sued.
It says that a former security guard filed a lawsuit against Sanders and his family in 2016. The suit alleges that in 2015, he was 15 years old at the time, and he assaulted him and refused to turn over his cell phone. And that's, I guess, from that. How much was that for? Can you see that? Next time I'll read all this if I know we're going to talk about it. I'll get it all down. Sorry about that, you guys. Oh,
well,
my God.
We know that he's $11 million in the hole, okay? Yeah. And he's tried to you know, regroup with a bankruptcy, but I love the fact that dad's running from the cops.
I do, too.
That's the story to me.
He was ordered to pay $11.89 million.
Okay, so it's only from that. It's not anything else.
That's it.
That's a big thing for an assault charge.
And especially at that age.
At 15 years old, he's a minor, and he got 11.89 million. I mean, was the guy like, can he not walk or something?
I don't know. I don't know what happened.
That
there.
Is a lot of money against a minor.
I don't know why Dion doesn't want to go to court. Wow, he doesn't want anything to do
crazy.
With this, right?
Yeah.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, going to be mostly cloudy today, later on this afternoon, that is, with a chance of showers, but hot, too.
BJ and Jamie.
I'm sorry. BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday, partly cloudy, maybe some showers this afternoon. The big story this morning, and it's kind of shocking, is that Meghan and Harry are headed back to the UK. I'm sorry.
It's the weirdest thing. When I saw this yesterday, and he's right, it is the biggest story. When I saw this yesterday, I was like, this is almost like, for me, if it was me, I made such a stink about how much, let's pretend like I said, I hate Colorado. Oh my God, Colorado sucks. And I just went on and I did a interview with Oprah even. And I said, Colorado's the worst place, blah, blah, blah. And then I moved away for 6 years and then I came back. Like, that is just, it's just weird.
Not
it's
only
embarrassing.
That, you've badmouthed. You badmouth your family.
Yeah.
You badmouth the UK. You badmouth everything that the royal family stands for. And you did this publicly over and over again. And now you got to tuck tail and
it's
go
just,
home.
It's a weird, something else is going on. And I can't figure it out.
You can't figure that Meghan wants to go.
She does not want to go.
You can't, because they hate her over there.
Well, not only that, but so do the William and Kate. They don't like her either, because remember, she put out the statement, Kate made me cry. Remember?
Right.
She told everybody, Kate made me cry, that there was racism over her children because she's black and like all this stuff. And they don't even talk to her when she's there.
And other kids are going to pick on their kids. Going to pick on Harry and Meghan's kids.
Your mama is
a bee.
Your mama's so ugly.
Your mama jokes. You're going to get a lot of your mom. All right, let me play this real quick here.
Okay. Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, are moving back to the UK.
and they're bringing their children. They won't be living in a palace or a royal residence. They'll be living in a private residence. We don't know exactly where that is.
And an apartment complex.
Yeah, probably.
The king has made it clear that they won't be coming back to their full-time royal roles either. So they'll be expected to carry on the kind of work that they were doing in California, but over here in the UK, and they will be here.
What kind of work were they doing in California?
Like
I don't get it.
No, those whatever games, remember?
Invictus games?
Yeah, they did that. He did all.
I thought they did all that before they even came here, though. Haven't the Invictus games been around for a long, long time?
He said continue. Okay.
And they did those in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Full-time, because the children have been enrolled in British schools. Why they're coming over isn't entirely clear. We know that Harry has wanted to spend more time here, but the whole family coming is quite a surprise. Even to the king, who was only told on Sunday, despite meeting Harry over the summer in July, I'm told that this move wasn't discussed. The Sussexes have incredibly managed to keep this secret until now.
Man, oh man.
I don't know what y'all's theory is, but there is something weird going on. Do you think that Harry just said, listen, I'm going to divorce you and you're going to be on your own and I am done with this place and I'm done with you? You either come over with me. I told you I never wanted to stay in California. Plus, nobody really likes California anymore. And let's get the heck out of here.
And everything's dried up for them.
Yeah.
You know, they lost that Netflix deal. They lost the Spotify deal. There's other deals that were on the table that were pulled with her products.
Let me tell you something. She's so dumb because she was becoming, and she was acting like it on purpose. She was the new Diana. People were so excited about her because she was, she still had a little bit of hipness. You know, she wasn't so protocol. And so people were like, oh, she's a lot like Diana. Like, she just will break a few little rules. So people were digging her, right?
More like a common, one of the commons over there, right?
Exactly.
They would have been far better off if she would have accepted that role and stayed in the UK and never left and come to America.
Yeah, so.
That's what they should have done.
And then to disparage them like she did, that was a mistake.
And that was all her.
She should have just said, it wasn't my cup of tea, you know, and we're going to stay in contact. We love them, their family, blah, blah. But no, they had to go all Oprah on them.
I don't know how you go back.
In a Netflix documentary.
And blend in. How do you go back into it? I mean, they're not going to live. They're not living the royal life.
Is she going to work at McDonald's?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like what? Like, how are they going to make a living?
I mean,
I know that he'll be fine. And so, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird.
Somebody said that they think it's because Charles is way more sick than they've let on, and that Harry wants to be by his dad's side. That could be.
That could, yeah. Makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
I'm shocked, though. I'm really surprised this morning. I didn't know it until this morning. And I'm like, whoa, they're moving back.
Oh, you didn't know it?
I knew there was a rumor that someday they'd go back, but I didn't see it.
All over the, I forget you don't look at our Facebook.
No, I didn't see it. Yeah. I didn't see it. And I saw it this morning where it's now confirmed that the kids are enrolled in school in the UK. And I'm like, whoa, this moved fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
I think they've been run out of California.
Somebody says,
nobody likes them.
I think Charles is going to die soon. That's why they're moving back. Somebody else said it's the Charles thing. Maybe he wants, you know, the grandkids to, and listen, I mean, let's.
Well, they said bad things about Charles.
I know, but Charles has forgiven them. You know, he said he's forgiven them and he wants him to have a relationship with his brother. Now let's think what's on the line here, okay? We got some royal ass money going on here.
Yeah, we do.
And William's going to get it all. And William's family's going to get it all.
Yes.
And if you don't go back and kiss your dad's ass, you're not going to get any of those royal jewels and stuff.
I really think that Harry put his foot down. I think that Harry had had enough. Okay, enough. Let's go to where the parachute is.
But what don't you think, like, also watching your sibling get all the money, all the stuff, and you're like, wait a minute, we need a crown with a big ruby in it.
Yeah, you can't let him take that.
Harry, there's no way he could ever be king. He doesn't line up for it, you know? So he's got to get something out of this, the royal jewels.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, otherwise, William gets it all. So do his kids.
Oh, big story. Big story this morning. Meghan and Harry and the kids all packing up, leaving California. Back to the UK we go. Tabloid Trash, next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, so I did some research because that was a whole frustrating moment when none of us knew what we were talking about. Here's what I found out about why Deion Sanders was trying to avoid the summons, okay? Because I didn't know why this Shiloh owed $11.8 million. Well, I found out some gossip. All right, here's why. He punched this security guard, okay? He punched him, and the security guy says that the physical attack by 15-year-old, at the time, Shiloh was only 15 years old, caused all kinds of permanent damage. He says the physical attack by then 15-year-old Shiloh Sanders worsened a back condition. He said it gave him a broken neck. Man, he must have really punched him. This is 2011. A broken neck, cervical spine damage, neurological impairment, and the worst of all, permanent incontinence.
A 15-year-old did all that damage to a security guard.
To a security guard of all people. And here's my thought. Okay, you have permanent incontinence, which means, you guys, that you lose control of your bowels, right?
Yeah.
So you pee your pants, poop your pants, whatever. But here's the thing. The only product I know of is Depends. That's got to be insulting because now you're giving the dad money because he's the endorser of the Depends.
Right.
And so when you go to the store, you're like, now you have PTSD.
So what he should do is take $11 million from dad, go buy a truckload of Depends, give them to this guy for his problem, and that way dad gets the kickback.
Well,
and everybody's happy.
I mean, can you imagine if you had to go buy a product that your the son created and now he's getting money? I don't know. That's a twisted world, man.
It is twisted.
You have incontinence and you have to buy Depends.
It's almost like a something with fate. You know what I mean?
It's a Alanis Morissette song is what it is.
Ironic?
Yeah.
It's ironic.
It's like having incontinence because of a guy named Shiloh and you have to buy Depends that the dad gets money. It's kind of wordy.
And isn't it ironic?
Yeah. And so here's what happened. Why you say the $11.8 million? Because Shiloh didn't freaking show up to court. And the judge was mad.
Big mistake.
Huge.
You don't want to make the judge
mad. No, never.
He will give the guy all the money he wants.
And he did. So he didn't show up.
Now you got bankruptcy. Now, I'm not a lawyer. But
you're not?
No. Whoa. I play one here every now and then. I try to. I fake it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I really don't think. Maybe it does because why would you file bankruptcy? But I didn't think bankruptcy covers a lawsuit.
It must.
It must if they filed it, right?
Yeah.
But I didn't think it did. I thought if you get sued, you're not out of the woods on that one just by filing.
What's shocking to me is because I'm shocked that they don't have an umbrella policy.
Yeah.
Because you can buy an umbrella policy for what your net worth is worth. And so if you get sued, then the insurance pays it out.
Yep.
So I don't know what Deion's worth. I don't know how much that...
Hundreds of millions?
Yeah. I don't know if you can buy a $100 million umbrella policy. But
I'm sure you could.
Probably could.
Yeah.
Probably a little pricey. But, you know, then the insurance guy... So, I don't know. And he was a minor, so he would have been under his dad's umbrella.
You would think that, you know, I mean, they're worth a lot of money. A lot of money. You would think that daddy would just step up and say, hey, look, let's work this
million.
Out.
Huh? Oh, settle
no,
with
let's,
that. Yeah.
Let's settle this
mediation.
Thing, okay?
Yeah.
Look, I'll give you $5 million, okay? Cash, hard cash. You would think they'd make this go away.
Yeah, you'd think that he'd make his 15-year-old show up to court, is what you'd think.
Yeah, that
you
know? Too.
And, you have all these rules at CU, but it doesn't apply to your kid.
And this has been going on forever.
Yeah, since he was 15.
I mean, could have settled this probably.
Crazy. All right. There's a new theory about why Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving back to the UK.
What is that?
To try to stop the whole thing that's going on with Diana and this whole thing that's going on tonight. They're saying that some heads are going to roll. That maybe that this is the rumor that they know who was up to Diana, and so Harry's got to be there. To like scrape up the royal crap.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hadn't heard that.
Oh, well, yeah. Yep.
I'm surprised. I mean, I said this yesterday. You would think that Harry, if he thought that his mother was killed, assassination, he would have spoken out about that. And he's never said a word. And that surprises me.
It doesn't me, because you'd be next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. And there's a lot.
I don't know if you would if you live in the U.S.,
yeah.
I mean, you're way long way away.
You'd be
more
will,
likely if you
way.
Moved back
exactly
there,
right.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you're talking about the royals.
They
the
can
most
do whatever they want.
Family ever.
Yep. By the way, here's the trailer for tonight's thing, 6 p.m. on Fox, number one.
Fox Thursday, the shocking death of Princess Diana has unanswered questions.
There's a level one trauma center 3.7 miles away, and it takes you an hour and 45 minutes to get her there?
Now, experience the car crash from perspectives never before possible.
He loses all control.
But was this all an accident?
She fully believed that there was going to be an attempt on her life.
Or something more.
I think Princess Diana was murdered.
Celebrity Crime Scene, Princess Diana, Thursday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
Mm-hmm. Crazy. Here's a little clip from the actual show that's showing tonight. Number two.
Mohammed Al-Fayed, the father of Dodi Fayed, claims that Prince Philip ordered the murders of Dodi and Diana. Because they approached Mohammed and told him that Diana was pregnant with Dodi's Muslim baby.
She was pregnant.
Surely just the rumor of this could not have sat well with Prince Philip, Prince Charles, and the monarchy to begin with.
She's no longer Her Royal Highness, but she is still intrinsically linked with the royal family because, of course, she is the mother of the future King of England. The heads of the royal household, the Queen and Prince Philip, but Prince Philip is known for his casual racism. So imagine King William would have a Muslim half-sibling. This was not going to play well with the royal family.
It's not going to play well at all.
Somebody else says, I thought the timing of the move, them announcing the move and the TMZ special tonight was suspicious.
Oh.
It says, I think something huge is coming down.
Ooh, huge.
And then
huge.
They end the text with, yikes.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I like yikes.
Who knows, you guys? I am happy to report that Carson gave me some Nick Jonas audio.
Okay. I just thought it was crazy. I didn't know this before.
Sorry, I don't even know what's wrong with me. You didn't know what?
That he tried out, that he auditioned for Frozen.
Who's he?
Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas. Oh, okay. The audio we have, here it is, number three.
I auditioned for Frozen.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I
went in.
For Kristoff?
For Kristoff. And I went in and they said, okay, what are you going to be singing today? I said, oh, I don't know. I said, what do you mean you don't know? They're like, do you have your sheet music? I said, no, no one told me I had, okay, let's. And so I just said, can you play something from, I don't know what I said, some musical theater song. And I bombed the audition. It was terrible.
Uh-oh. He bombed.
Aww.
He bombed.
He did bomb.
He bombed.
Missed out on that franchise.
He missed out.
Man.
Wait, I don't know if I'd admit it.
That is shocking audio.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just a bitch, okay? It's not on you. It's just my mood today, okay? It's not on you. My apologies. All right, I'm done. There you go. Devil to trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app, we are free. You wouldn't pay for it. So it's free. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go, all over America, and you'll get a podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. All right?
So, nice.
There you go. Partly cloudy. Maybe some showers this afternoon. There's been another one of those flock things again, Jamie.
What's
another
this?
Another cop. Checking up on
it. Oh, really?
This one is you know what, it's happening every day.
You would think with all the media scrutiny about it that we know that people are doing this, that they would stop.
There is a website that you can go to. It's called Have I Been Flocked? Have I Been Flocked? But they say it's pretty inconsistent.
Oh, really?
That a lot of the stuff that you're looking for is not uploaded. Because if you were sneaking, if you're a detective or a cop and you're using it to track an ex or somebody, you probably wouldn't upload that you did it. You'd have to be busted, right?
So what's the difference between like a flock camera and say like these intersection cameras?
I don't get it.
I mean, there must.
What's the difference between a flock camera and these readers that police cars have that's attached to their cars? They can easily read your tags, your record, everything about you when they get behind you.
Yeah, I was just trying to figure out what. Cause,
like,
you know,
a red light camera just. I mean, as far as I know, they only go off, obviously, if you run a red light or...
Right, but I was talking about, you know how Douglas County Sheriff's Department did that, they did the slow image of how that intersection flooded and was full of hail? Are those flocks?
That's a different camera. I don't think that's a flock camera, but it's a different camera. It's not like the red light camera.
Yeah,
That's not what we're talking about here. This is a camera that's always running. Always looping and catching video. That's what you're talking. But I don't know if it was a flock. It could have been.
So like right into the entrance of my neighborhood, there's two cameras into the entrance of my neighborhood. But they've been there since NOM. They've been there and nobody called them flock cameras back then.
Here's the deal.
I don't know what.
Jamie and I think I'm safe to say that I can, you know, bring your name into it. We don't fully understand this. This whole security breach, flock cameras, I hate you, destroy the flocks. I don't fully get this.
Well, I've always loved that those two cameras are in front of my neighborhood, to be honest with you, because there's only one way in and one way out, so they're going to get the bad guys because it'll be on camera, right? Because you can only get in and out that way. But we never called it anything disparaging, like, oh my God, not those cameras, those flocks. Those flockers.
There are so many people out there right now that are losing sleep over these cameras.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just outraged.
Listen, my son hates them. My son is outraged too. He does not like flock cameras at all. He has a whole reason that I didn't really follow because he's much more intelligent than I am. But he explained it to me.
Maybe that's it.
And I'm just like, here's me. Because I like to just play, oh, no, it seems safe to me. Yeah, and he's like, Mom, it's too intrusive. It does. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I literally tuned him out because it was some big words.
I mean, there is a reason why people, like, there's a movement of people taking out these cameras.
Yeah, they are. Destroying. Yeah, and my kid would be one of them. I don't, listen.
I feel like they're over paranoid, though.
California changed.
I guess. It might be.
I don't know.
But there are cameras everywhere. You can't go anywhere without a camera. Anywhere. So I don't really fully understand. All right, this is out of South Carolina.
Developing now in South Carolina, a police officer was fired after allegedly misusing flock cameras to track her ex. And according to the investigators, it wasn't just once or twice. She reportedly used the cameras more than 160
times. Yes, she did.
The police department confirmed Officer Ellie Hammer was fired earlier this month. Investigators say
female cop?
There's such a double standard with me. I'm such a hypocrite, right? When the guy did it, right, last week, I was like, oh, my God, that's so scary and so wrong. This chick, I'm like, I got you. I got you, girl.
Yeah. What is it, your homegirl investigation?
HGI, homegirl investigation. I'm like, I know, I would totally do
you
it.
Back her, don't
it's
you?
Like cute when she does it, but the male cop that did it was that's like, great. Oh, that's awful.
That scumbag. Yeah, I can't believe he would do that to this woman.
Right?
This woman deserves to be away from him. He's an animal.
Right?
But then she does it.
And I'm like, yay!
She's a hero. Oh, jeez.
And according to the investigators, it wasn't just once or twice. She reportedly used the cameras more than 160 times. The police department confirmed Officer Ellie Hammer was fired earlier this month. Investigators say between March and July of this year.
They should have never fired her, right, Jamie?
Listen,
she should have got an award.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
There was a reason why she was following him. Something
exactly.
happened. This is not her fault.
Yes, he was a scumbag.
He is a liar.
166 times to keep tabs on her ex's vehicle. Despite being fired, she was not arrested, and no charges have been filed.
And I'm sure she's got pictures of some hoe in his car,
too. Well, yeah, because you know he did something wrong.
You know he did.
It's not innocent. I mean, she's not just like, oh, I wonder what Timmy's doing. No, Timmy is an ass.
Yes, he is. You give her her job back. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app for free. Free, free, free. This trial, man, it's all that's on my feed.
What trial?
Oh, this Lindsay Clancy.
Yeah.
It's all that's on my feed, though. It's everywhere. And so many people vested in this thing.
So it happened, from what I know, and I don't know a lot about it, because everybody gets so mad about this trial. They're very, it's very polarizing. So I kind of just removed myself from it.
I tried to.
I know a lot of you haven't, and that's fine. It's just it got really polarizing, and everybody had their opinion, which you should. But it happened like 3 years ago. She unfortunately took the lives of her 5-year-old, her 3-year-old, and her 8-month-old. She strangled them with exercise bands. But you know, some of the things I'm seeing, you guys, I mean, she, in my opinion, and again, I don't know everything about it. I just know bits and pieces because I don't want to get involved with it. But, you know, she had like 5 different doctors. She had so many prescriptions. However, you know, when you say that, then it also said that they weren't all in her blood when she did this to the kids. But she was shopping, pill shopping. She had begged for help. She told her husband she needed help. She was sent home several times. She was institutionalized as well. So that tells me there was a lot going on in this poor woman's head. Not poor woman. I know you get mad when I say that. But something was going on. She had psychosis, a postpartum psychosis. And if you even watch the video, she has 3 little kids, right? There's a video and they're like at, I don't know, an aquarium or something. And she has, her arms are full. She again has this 8-month-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And her husband is just standing kind of like against the wall, just staring at the kids and the wife.
He's suspicious.
And all the other dads are like, you see that one dad rubbing his kid's head and like playing with her kids. She's playing with the kids, but he's just sitting against the wall like, ugh.
There's something with him.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on it.
He's remarried, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just, it's amazing to me how many people have locked into this thing and are following every detail. I mean, it has become the trial to watch and to listen to.
Something's weird about the husband. Something's really weird about the husband.
I agree with it.
I'm telling
something's
you.
Off.
Something. And to get remarried that quickly, I hope I'm right about that. I feel like he was just seen sitting there kissing his new wife or something.
He is remarried,
okay.
Yes.
And I heard something.
That's pretty quick.
Since this all happened in 2023.
Yeah.
I heard something yesterday, too, that I thought was interesting because, you know, I watch a lot of crime shows, okay?
Yeah, you love crime shows.
And they say that it is extremely rare for a woman to strangle somebody. Extremely rare. And that's something that is 99.9% of the time is a male that does it, okay? And for it to be a strangulation.
Because it probably takes so long and it would be impossible to do that to a child.
And it just doesn't enter a woman's head to do it.
No, that makes sense because it would take so long. And not to be gross, you guys. But it would take so long and they would be struggling. I'm guessing that's why, right?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before. But they say 99.9% of the time, it's always a dude. And I think that's why so many people are saying, this guy, this dad, this husband is involved somehow.
But
it's wild.
He definitely was checked out just based on the video. I mean, he just was not helpful at all, you know? And if you've ever had a kid, you are dying for help. And if you've ever had 3 kids, which I have not, I can't imagine having somebody so checked out in my life, you know, with 3 littles. Like, ugh.
And it's amazing to me how certain trials or certain, you know, crimes surface like this to become so popular.
I mean,
you got to figure Hollywood's going to do a movie on it at some point.
Oh,
it's going to
be
on every crime show down the road. You're going to see it. You're going to see this thing everywhere. Kind of like that Chris Watts thing here in Colorado. That thing, it pops up everywhere now.
Oh, yeah. That is true.
Yeah.
It's a Netflix thing.
Same thing.
Can I read some of these to you? Here's what people are saying. I don't think Lindsay did it. All the things I've watched, I think it's her husband. That's one. It's clearly not impossible for a woman to strangle a child because she did it 3 times. Wow. Only Patrick's DNA was on the workout bands and the knife that cut her wrist. Let's see here. Jamie, look at the pictures of his new wife. She looks just like Lindsay. Somebody else says the husband absolutely did it. And another one, husband did it. So
this is one of those things that if you post something about it online, the comments you're going to get are incredible. The number of people that are watching this thing and following this story is unbelievable. And that's really what's intriguing me about it is how it's just taken off. It's everywhere.
I don't think that he strangled her. I think she, didn't she admit that she strangled him?
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I don't think that he, But there's something not right, you guys. I don't know what it is, but there's something wackadoodle about the husband.
Didn't you say that you posted about this and the comments were just crazy? People go wild?
Well, then the parents set up a GoFundMe page, right? Because it's a lot. But then we found out TMZ was wrong. It wasn't the parents that, because people got really mad at them for setting up this $2 million GoFundMe. And then everybody was going crazy because TMZ got it wrong. It was actually a TikToker who did it and put it in the parents' name as the recipients.
Have they gotten money?
I haven't checked it.
Yeah,
I don't know either.
I thought I saw somewhere where I think the fund was at like $800,000.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not. All right, if you have no idea what we're talking about, because some people don't, go Google Lindsey Clancy trial. Okay, then you'll get caught up and you can get in on it too. Is it a million now?
Yeah, it's a million.
Yeah, I saw $800,000 a couple of days ago.
So it's $1 million.
$1 million has been given to this
fund. Somebody said, you guys are sick if you think that people should donate. We didn't say don't. We didn't say that. To somebody that admitting to killing her kids. Okay, but what about the part where she was institutionalized, okay? I mean, I do really want to hit on that because I believe in mental illness, and I know people that have suffered from mental illness. And let me tell you something, when you go and see them institutionalized, they have no idea what's going on. They have no idea what's going on. It's not their fault when it's mental illness. Your brain can go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, right? It can go just like your kidney or whatever, right? It misfires and everything goes wrong. And she was institutionalized. She was on all these different drugs. And so that's my angle on it, you know? But whatever.
There's a lot of people that are, that are vested in this thing and are watching it and listening to the testimony and all that. We've never said on this show, or this is the first time we brought it up, first of all, but we've never said to donate to this. Well, no. You know, you can do whatever you want to do. Just follow it. I just find it intriguing that it's so popular.
Yeah. And whichever way you think it would go, I mean, that's opinion. That's what we're doing. I'm just telling you, like, something. She was sick.
You could argue the fact that the institution itself didn't do their job because she was there and they let her out. Okay. Yeah, so. And then this happened and then they want to say that she's nuts. And okay, well, whatever. That maybe she shouldn't have. You can form your own opinion on everything that's a part of this testimony. Again, it's really popular though.
It's so crazy.
So many people
sad,
that are following this.
But I mean, but it's really gets ugly too. That's why I kind of like stepped out of the way because I mean, people just start attacking each other and I'm like, all right, I'm not having fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, speaking of having fun.
Yeah.
Where's that damn recorder?
What?
Jamie G, you
what
ready
are you
to play?
About?
I think when we come back, you got to play a song. Did you practice yesterday?
Yes. Oh, did I? Did you see
did
me
you
play
practice?
It in front of the boss?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He was impressed.
I was like, dude, I can play Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh.
That's right.
Knocked it out of the park.
He was impressed.
Yeah.
He was. I think the version
you did yesterday here in the studio was like a club mix version.
Yeah,
of it.
I do add some extra stuff.
A little fun.
Little riff.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
All right. We'll get to it next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, so stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I put your picture up there yesterday, Jamie G.
Yeah.
Not Kenny G, Jamie G, because she's really good on the recorder.
So I have some catty friends.
What do you mean?
Some of my friends are not that great of people.
No kidding.
Yeah. So my friend Kelly, for example.
Kelly?
Yeah, Kelly. So Kelly said I look like Weird Al Yankovic.
In that picture? I did not see that at all.
That's what she said. I did not see Weird Al at all.
That's
what she said. And so,
you know what? Kelly is jealous.
Yeah, Kelly, suck up on these, okay?
Yeah, Kelly, you're jealous. There's a picture that Neil Bratz put together. And it's got Kenny G hair, Jamie's face.
Actually, Carson did the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, you did the picture?
Yeah.
I thought it was Neil that did the picture.
No.
Is that AI?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you know what it was? It was paint by numbers.
I didn't know if it was Photoshop. I didn't know what you did.
It was paint by numbers.
It's a good picture. I don't know.
Yeah, but no, Weird Al, Yeah,
it doesn't look like Weird Al to me. I didn't even think of Weird Al at all. But nevertheless, you got a recorder, and you've been practicing.
Here's the point. The whole point of the recorder, I know Neil Bratt sent me a pink recorder. Okay, so that's where you got confused, because he sent it to me. So in the mail, right? So here's where this all kicked off. So we were talking about school and how BJ's son is in the third grade. And I said, oh, no. I'm like, that's the year they get the stupid recorder, right? Here, let me explain what, if you don't remember, it's like that thing, right?
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, and then we realized that his kid, because he goes to private, he's not getting a recorder. But us that have the poor kids in public school, we all get a recorder and we have to go through it. And I don't know why. It was like, I don't know, I think I'd pay $8 for it. It must be some kind of fund that they've had for years, because I even had one.
Oh, yeah, we all did. I had one too. I think every kid does.
Yeah, and our boss said he got one. I got one. Yeah. My own kid got one. It must be some government program to teach them, you know, a cheap way to learn some music. So they all have to learn Mary Had a Little Lamb, right? And I did too, and my son did. And I'm like, you guys, it'll drive you nuts, because they don't stop playing it. And then they think that's funny, and then they just start going like... And you're like, shut up.
Yeah, it's annoying.
And then in your head, and maybe that's just me, but in my head, I took the recorder and I beat my son over the head with it. I didn't actually do it, but in my head, I did it.
Yeah,
I
was like, you thought about it.
Shut up.
And here's what you want to do. And right. I remember this with my three boys, the older boys, when they had their recorder.
Yeah.
What you want to do is you want to toss it and just say that you've lost it. Say, hey, where'd you put it? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Exactly.
But you actually put it in the trash.
Yeah.
Or you take that what's it called, the end that you blow in there.
The reed. Yeah, but
you take the reed out and throw it away.
There's no reed. It's plastic.
I know. I'm just saying that.
I mean, if there was,
if you have a wooden one that has a reed in it, you throw that
$8,
away.
$8, you're not going to get one with a reed.
Not at $8. But nevertheless, the recorder's a big item.
Yeah, it is a huge item, and so I promised that I would practice. Let me blow the spit out of it. And
give a performance.
Yeah. And I don't know, can I get, like, can you guys be quiet just for a second?
Okay. Do you got to tune up or something?
Oh yeah. Let me just get
maybe
that
just cool. tune yeah. a little piece. Ooh, I don't know.
What?
I mean, that was just a warm up.
A little off. Ooh. Oh wow.
Did you see that cobra come up?
That was a little cobra action.
Did you see that cobra?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the trouser cobra.
Made the snake rise.
I already did the joke.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah. Okay. If whenever you're ready, the recorder, after one day of practice.
That's pretty good.
Here's
who said you can't teach an old dog new tricks?
Jamie G. An exclusive. Oh, a little extra at the end there.
Yeah. Oh, I'm out of it. Thank you.
24 hours of practice and you get perfection. Jamie, that was excellent. You know, you should try Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. I remember that was on our playlist. Yeah. We had Mary Had a Little Lamb, and then we had Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. Yeah. And that was the other that we had to practice for school.
Yeah, well,
for tomorrow?
Maybe Twinkle.
Tomorrow's Friday.
Yeah. We could twinkle, do one twinkle. Every single day, a different song.
Well, we don't have to go that far. We'll just do one more. One more.
We're not doing every day.
Yeah, every day. No.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we enjoyed it that much. But tomorrow, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star at this time. What do you think?
I don't know. I know you got a lot of mowing to do.
You can't really practice.
I know. Like,
but
today I got to go out to the cabin and mow.
You got to mow.
I mean, you know what? I could be on my Husqvarna and just try and
practice.
Let me see. Like,
yeah, a little twinkle, twinkle, little. Yeah, why don't you work on that? You work on that, okay? Work on. We'll try it tomorrow time.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Alice 105.9, BJ,
Jamie. Wait, I want to play you something.
All right, go ahead.
It's weird. It's weird our timing that we were just talking about this.
I like how she plays that piano, though. Do what now? What?
Listen, listen.
All right, I'm listening. All right. Let me guess.
Yeah, go ahead. I got
washing machine.
No. Mm. Guess what that is? It is a drone delivering a package to somebody in Texas. There is no way we can deal with those kind of sounds all damn day long. I mean, think about how many trucks come in front of your house, right?
Every day.
Even this morning I had one and I was like,
every day.
That is creepy that you're having my house at 3.
And my ring goes off every day.
Yeah.
5, 6, 8, 9, 10 times a day. Because somebody's delivering a package to the front door, okay?
And I can't play it again because I forget that she cusses. And I shut it off in time.
A couple of days ago, we had a conversation here because Amazon has announced. Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday. Oh, and that was weird. That's why I was saying that was weird timing because they just showed that right after our show.
Amazon has announced that they're going to pick up the delivery of drone packages by drone. They're going to start just flooding the markets. I think 300 different cities across America starting immediately. And that sound right there is what you're about to hear in your neighborhood. Now, that's one drone.
Can you play a little bit at the beginning? She doesn't
pass
right at the beginning. That's one. You're right. That's one.
Imagine you get a package, your neighbor's getting a package, guy across the street's getting a package, all this within a 30-minute period. You're going to hear this nonstop in your neighbor. I don't know how they're going to do it.
Yeah, is that crazy?
It's like a bunch of bees.
It is, and I thought maybe they'd silence them, right, because it's so annoying. And like BJ said, that is one. That's one. By the way, they dropped it in the pool. That's why it's making news.
Yeah.
Because ABC News is like, I don't know about this, you guys. It wasn't the sound that they were talking about. It was that the package was dropped directly into their swimming pool.
Has nobody thought about the noise?
I mean, right?
There is no way. You've heard these drones. They buzz like crazy.
Well, that one even seems, because they're carrying a heavy package, that one even seems louder than the little ones.
Because it needs more lift to it, right? So it's stronger motor, probably.
I'm gonna go nuts. All of us will go nuts.
Look,
waterboarding.
You've got all these people out there complaining about the Flock cameras. Wait till these drones start flying.
Oh my God.
You're gonna get more complaints than ever has been logged because of these things buzzing around your neighborhood.
And, okay, so you know my simple pleasure is sleeping in on a Saturday morning because we don't sleep in at all. Right? So sleeping in, and when I say sleep in, I sleep in until like 8, you know, on a Saturday. So here I am, BJ, I got Saturday. It's Saturday. I'm going to.
Hit it.
Okay. All right. That didn't go as smoothly as I was hoping.
Yeah, you're supposed to be like, what the hell is that? What is that? Who is that?
But can you imagine sound asleep and you hear that over your house?
They've got to put a time frame on it.
Oh my God. They've
got to have a window of like 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., let's say, okay?
I don't like them at all.
Because if you go on Amazon, you get overnight deliveries.
4 a.m.
What about 1? Yep. What about 1 o'clock in the morning, 4 a.m., all that? You can't do that.
No, I mean, I hate it because, like, this morning at 3 a.m., I saw a flashlight. So, you know, like a psycho, I grabbed my gun, and I forgot I ordered something that was being delivered.
The overnight delivery, right? Yeah.
Because I was like, why is somebody looking in my window with a flashlight? Well, they were at the front door. They were just looking for my address on the side. But man,
just to make sure they got the package to the right place.
Exactly.
Now imagine that being a drone with that noise overnight.
Forget it, right?
I don't know how they're going to do it.
I don't. That's one.
That's one. Now, put this on top of it. Add this to the equation, okay? Amazon, they're not the only one that's going to be using drones. Now you've got all these grocery stores.
Walmart. Yep.
You got Walmart. You got Kohl's could do it. You got Costco could do
it. Because Walmart is always neck and neck with Amazon. They try to just go right up against them.
How are they How are they going to control the drone traffic?
Well, I guess they have FAA certification.
But you can't just give it to Bezos.
No, I know. So you're
That's
right.
That's a monopoly.
Right. Yeah, so they'll give it to Walmart, and then they'll have radar.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It'd be a disaster. There's no way they can control
that's
it.
Like,
they can't even get it in the right place. Exactly. They dropped it in the pool.
Yeah. See, I'm close to the front door.
I feel the same way, too, about these, you know, at some point we're going to get to flying cars, they think, okay? How are they going to control that? I don't understand.
Not a chance.
Because you take all the cars that are out there, put them all in the air.
Yeah.
How do you control that? I don't know how that's going to work. But but the drones are coming. They're already out there,
aren't
they?
They're already out there. That was in Texas.
And Amazon says 300 cities in the U.S. immediately.
You know what? I will never get one of those deliveries because I'll feel too bad about my neighbors.
I wonder if you could opt out.
I'm sure you can, maybe. I don't know. That's a great question.
I don't know. Maybe you could opt out and say, hey, we don't want these in the neighborhood.
I'm only going to order things over 5 pounds.
So the drone can't carry it?
Exactly. Buy in bulk.
Yeah, only buy, refrigerators.
By the way, you guys, I think I'm in, 3 weeks of not having Amazon Prime, right? Yeah. I'm in my, third
Shut
week or whatever.
Up.
Yeah, and so I'm really proud of myself, except for now I have Walmart delivery.
You just replaced one device with another, right?
It's so cute what I got.
That's like an addiction, you know?
It is.
That's what addicts do.
So now I have Walmart delivery and I feel shame.
I think I'd just go back to Amazon. Consider it a failure.
I know, but it's so cute what I got, though. It's so cute.
BJ Jamie Morning Show.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Dumb.
What's the matter? What do you mean I'm dumb? What did I do?
You're dumb.
You gotta explain while I'm dumb or why I'm dumb.
See?
If I'm dumb.
So I say to you, you know, Harry and Meghan are moving across the pond.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the lead story. Meghan Markle, Harry, they're taking the two kids. They've already enrolled them in school, and they're moving all the way across the pond. And I said to you off the air, man, that has got to be crazy for them to, ship all that stuff over there, right? And, you know, because you're not going to get a U-Haul because you can't get over there. But I'm like, and then you say, yeah, I hear Harry's going to ship his pants.
No, I said that they haven't gone yet, but from what I understand, he's already shipped his pants.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why you're dumb. That.
People ship pants all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, and Harry's already shipped his pants.
Yeah, okay. I hear it happens at CU all the time. All right, now that's not nice. That's not nice right there.
It's got to be expensive to move all the way to the UK from California.
I don't think it's...
There's a chance they'll come through Denver.
In their U-Haul?
I-70.
Yeah.
You've got to figure that they've got to come through Denver, right? So
Meghan
and Harry?
Britain or bust.
Britain or bust? Yeah, on the back of the U-Haul? Britain or bust.
Yeah.
That's a good term.
But, I mean, honestly, it is going to be a fortune to ship all that stuff over there.
Yeah. And he's already shipped his pants.
Now do you get why I said you're dumb?
Nope. No, I do not.
Hey, tonight, I just want to welcome some new friends. My friend Kylie has some friends coming in from California, and they're all going to some kind of Grateful Dead concert tonight. I mean,
what? Grateful Dead?
Well, it's like a whatever band. You know,
the imitation stuff?
Yeah, the imitation stuff.
Yeah. That wasn't dumb. Now stop saying I'm dumb.
Yeah, the imitation stuff.
It's like imitation sugar.
Yeah.
Exactly. Only it's a band.
Right, yeah. So so they're playing somewhere tonight. So if you see my friend Kylie, I don't know.
Who is you? Oh, you don't know who the band is, do you?
They're the Grateful Dead.
They're the Grateful Dead.
Yeah,
kind of sort of
imitation stuff.
They're the kind of sort of Grateful Dead.
Actually, the band is called Imitation Stuff.
It's an imitation band.
Yeah. I don't know who it is. Anyway, but they're going out tonight, and she's like, "Do you want to go with us?"
I gotta tell you though,
I have a peace shirt and some tie-dye.
I saw the Dead & Company show out at the Sphere.
Yeah.
I was blown away. It was really good.
It was really good. Yeah.
I didn't realize that a lot of the songs they have, I'd heard before, and I'm not even a Grateful Dead fan, okay? But it was really good. I liked it.
Who's playing?
Joe Russo's Almost Dead Band. And it's at the Mission Ballroom. Actually, that's a pretty big venue for that.
Yeah. Almost Dead.
Yep. Almost Dead. That's kind of like Imitation stuff.
I bet it's a good show.
I bet it's solid. At Mission Ballroom. Hmm. All right. So anyway, so that's going on tonight. Uh-huh. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Hold on. I had that one. Oh, did you guys see Al Roker? 72 today.
No.
Yes, 72. He is.
No, he's older than that, isn't he? 72.
That's what I thought.
He's lying through his fat teeth.
Hey, he's not fat anymore.
His teeth are.
Yeah. Shut up. Dumb.
Harry has shipped his pants already.
Hey, I heard that. I heard that. Yeah.
That's the word on the street.
72. Is that crazy?
That's
or
the word on the street I hear.
72. Oh, my God. Are you so excited about the newest cast member of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills or what?
Yeah.
Right?
Who is it?
She's going to change Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Who is it?
Tracy Tudor.
Who?
Tracy Tudor. Duh.
I don't know Tracy.
You don't know her?
Mm-mm, Tudor.
Tracy Tudor?
I don't know Tudor.
Oh, my God. You don't know who the Tudor is?
I've never had a Tudor.
Yeah, Tracy Tudor. Anyway, so she's just been signed up for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Man, she's going to shake it up. Let me tell you.
Where's she from? Well, why is she going to shake
Beverly
it up?
Beverly Hills.
No. Why is she going to shake it up, though?
Because she doesn't take anybody's crap. Yeah, and she's a business woman.
Tudor?
Tracy Tudor.
Gotcha.
You just wait. You see a picture of her, you're going to be like, hot damn, why the long face?
Woo, Tudor.
Well, she's smoking hot, but she really does have a long face.
She's got a long face?
Yeah, and you have to go, well, hey, Tracy, why the long face?
Huh.
You know what I mean? She's hot, right?
Yeah, but she does have a long face.
She has a really, it's really long.
I don't know if you can be hot and have a long face.
Well,
it's not the same.
I know. Yeah,
it's hard to be hot. I mean, you can be cute with a long face, but I don't think you're hot.
Here, let me.
All right, take a look. I can't see on my computer.
I mean, she's hot.
It's too damn long. That face is too long. No, she's not even hot. She's not even hot. No. There's something wrong there. She was stretched at birth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. They pulled on her head. They pulled on her head too quick.
Oh, my God. The new Netflix documentary, Stretched at Birth. Dun, dun, dun.
There you go.
Anyway,
yeah, they pulled on her head with those, what do they call those little wire pliers they use?
Oh, what were those called? They don't, forceps. They don't
forceps.
Use those. I don't think
the
those,
wire pliers?
I don't think they use them anymore.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Well, that's why. Look at her.
Because people's like noses and stuff are being all jacked up.
Look at her. That's a perfect example right there.
Stretched at birth.
It had to be 25 minutes to get her head out of there.
Oh, my God. And she even had a facelift, and they didn't shrink it.
They say Harry's already shipped his pants.
Okay, this is not funny anymore. God,
don't throw stuff
I'm
at
just
me.
Saying, like, does
you
she,
quit throwing
what
things,
What does your wife
Jamie?
Do around you? Like, what does she do?
She leaves.
Does she? She just walks away?
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, I think I'd hate you.
She says she has to get in her car and take a drive.
So she just turns on the music. See, I think that...
She'll leave for an hour or two.
I think I'd hate you. I think I might go to jail if I lived with you. All right, anyway. Did you guys see that? What? Did you see this? A California woman, she lost more than $300,000. Why? She thought she was sending it to Kenny Chesney.
No.
Is this the saddest story?
Kenny Chesney?
Yes.
Why would he need your money?
Exactly.
He's rich.
Oh, my God. I know.
How do people fall for these things?
I don't get it.
They're dumb.
I don't. No, I guess Chesney convinced her to loan him and another person more than $300,000. When she didn't get the money back, she sued the actual Kenny Chesney, arguing he knew people were impersonating him online and didn't do anything about it or warn his fans. Los Angeles appeals court sided with Chesney, saying he had no legal duty to protect. She said duty to protect this woman or from someone impersonating him. $300,000 to a Kenny Chesney.
Look, if you fall for that, you kind of deserve it.
Oh, that's not nice.
You do.
Oh,
you do. If you're that stupid. You kind of deserve it.
It's like that woman that fell for that Brad Pitt was
know,
in love with her. And
I know.
She gave him like $800,000.
Yeah, I don't feel sorry for people like that.
What about people who give money to men and they don't even pretend to be somebody different?
Yeah.
what are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Gullible.
Like, they don't even say they're Kenny Chesney or Brad Pitt.
No, they're just the dudes.
Here's all my money.
Just little short people. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm comfortable, kind of, with my height.
I know you are. Because they're shorter than you, so you're fine. All right, anyway. What was I going to tell you? Tonight, you guys. You got to watch this. It's the Princess Diana thing. It's, here's what it is. Number one. Hello? Number one.
Fox Thursday. The shocking death of Princess Diana has unanswered questions.
There's a level one trauma center 3.7 miles away, and it takes you an hour and 45 minutes to get her there?
Now, experience the car crash from perspectives never before possible.
He loses all control.
But was this all an accident?
She fully believed that there was going to be an attempt on her life.
Or something more.
I think Princess Diana was murdered.
Celebrity Crime Scene, Princess Diana, Thursday at 8, 7 Central on Fox.
I'm so watching this tonight.
On Fox.
I can't wait. It's all AI recreated and all this stuff. And they say that that's why Harry and Meghan are moving back, because heads are going to roll and they're going to try to fix it. Whoa. That is crazy.
Get out of here.
Yeah. True story.
Man, if football weren't on, I'd watch too, but football's on, so I'm going to watch the game tonight.
The Broncos
tonight.
Are playing?
No. It's a different game. It's the Raiders and somebody. Oh, Houston. Raiders in Houston.
Well, here's the deal. I have to go out to the cabin and mow today. Yeah. And you know what I was thinking?
What?
This is funny. You know what I'm called when I mow?
No. Jamie? I don't know.
No. A homo. C-H-O-E. A homo. Because, you know, I'm a hoe.
All right, we're stopping. All right, that's enough. No, I'm going to call the end of this segment right now. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for all the updates.
Oh, you get it?
Appreciate everything.
Do you get it?
We get it.
Okay. BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Did you see that this person said that their cousin fell for a scam and thought they were sending $150,000 to Keanu Reeves?
That can't be true, right?
Well, just
I mean, I guess it is.
Kenny Chesney, $200,000.
Look, people.
Why are you so breathy?
How do you fall?
Wait, why are you so breathy?
Because I ran down the hallway and then I tripped on a cord coming in the door and I fell into the wall and I had to get up off the floor. And it's just, I almost cut my head open.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that was a close call. But I was running back and forth. I'm taking care of business.
Because you're very breathy.
I'm in one of the back rooms down there. I'm strategizing and planning.
Strategizing.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And I'm planning some like Halloween stuff with the parade and
have you
going
ever done
back
one of those
and,
stress tests? Have you ever done one of those stress tests?
Stress tests.
You know where they like put the diodes on you and you go out.
I did one.
How'd you do?
I failed. I failed the test. They put me on medication after that. They said, hey.
I don't think it's working.
They said, here, you need to. Hang on a second. Man, I almost busted my head when
you
I fell
what?
Into the
you
wall.
You might want to double up on your meds.
Listen, people that fall for these scams, you're dummies. Okay.
I know, but that is
you're
so
dummy,
sad.
dummy. I'm sorry, but if you think for a moment that it's a smart idea to give somebody posing as Keanu Reeves that you're going to give them I wouldn't even give my mom $150,000.
Well, because you don't have it.
What, a mom or $150,000?
Both.
That's true. She passed. But listen, right. Listen. That's, can you imagine that, giving that money to, I mean, that kind of change. Think about it.
To Keanu? No.
We're not talking a grand.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I do get it.
You're dumb.
I just was looking at this. Adams County, they just posted something. It looks like scammers are out in full force. I just, they have posed, people are posing as a lieutenant, a sergeant, a deputy, and they're also in Douglas County, they're saying that you missed a jury duty in Douglas County, and so they'll call you and say they need all your information.
Now, see, I see that scam.
Yeah, me too.
I see how people fall for that stuff because it looks real. I get it on my phone quite often. I've learned big time. But these superstars, these Tom Cruise, the Brad Pitts, and all that.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Get that one. That one I cannot understand.
It makes zero sense to a rational person why you would even think that that's a possibility.
They are saying, please remember, nobody will be contacting you for missing jury duty or asking for money over the phone. So don't give them any information. So there you go.
They won't text you. The tax people won't text you. Yeah. Police aren't going to text you. Now they're going to put a warrant out for you.
Well, they're old school. They do everything by mail, I believe, right? And then
Sheriff's Department?
Yeah, the Sheriff's Department. Or they'll serve you, right? But I always, like, if I am not sure, then I call them. Like, if I get something weird from Bank of America, then I'm going to call Bank of America.
Yes.
Right? And I'm going to find the phone number online. Not the number that they sent me, but I'm going to go online and find their phone number call them.
Because they can spoof. Yeah. They can put on caller ID, like Bank of America or Capital One, whatever.
Or I'll go into the branch.
I do admire a good scammer, though. I do admire people who can pose as a Brad Pitt and suck $250,000 out of somebody. Crazy? I think that's pretty cool.
I just feel, don't you feel like, well, like something's off with the person they scammed?
Absolutely.
You know? I know, but that means it's sad.
No, they're dumb. They're just being dumb.
No, but they're sad. And it's a sad situation because they're, you know.
No, I'm not going to jump to mentally ill.
I didn't say mentally ill. I'm just saying not playing with a full deck.
A full deck would be mentally ill.
Something about
a light bulb's
not always screwed in. Screw loose.
Right.
Yeah, that one.
Right.
What are the other ones? Right.
You're not the sharpest knife in the drawer.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
You're not the best tool in my box.
You're not the sharpest tool in.
I don't think you're not the best tool in my box.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think that's
fine. BJ and Jamie.
Yeah.
Will you stop saying milk the cow?
Well, he says milk the cow.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, and he says milk the cow. Double D's. This is a filthy, filthy song.
I feel like I'm clubbing right now.
Usher.
Where's the double D's? Woo!
Yeah! That's the Lil Jon part.
Where's Luda?
That was him.
Oh. Sorry.
He says Usher. Okay. All right.
Milk the cow.
Milk the cow. Filthy song, that one. Filthy.
Can I play it one more time?
No. Okay, no.
One more time,
no.
Please.
I know
please,
what, no.
Can I play it one more time?
I'm
one more time.
I'm sick of the beaver. I'm sick of it. No, we don't need to hear it.
I want to play the beaver one more time.
Carson, are you sick of the beaver?
No, play the beaver. You can never get sick of beaver.
Yeah. Well said. Very well said. Okay, so that's 2-1, by the way, on the voting here.
Listen.
We don't count you on text data for voting.
I think, actually, if you think about it, there's two over here.
Two what? Two what? Two over here.
It's me.
Oh! Here's what makes this audio. The woman on the news, one of the news anchors.
We've heard it 80 times. You've played it because you can't get it. You're like, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard, Jamie. No, you got to play the beaver one.
She has, this is a news anchor out of Detroit, live on TV, okay?
We know.
She has no clue what she's talking about. Well, she does, but she doesn't know what the guys are laughing about.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
And it's the beaver. Super funny.
The beaver.
It's so funny.
Look.
It was funny the first time, but you're that guy that's like.
Here we go. The beaver.
They're ice fishing because everything's frozen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking for fat in the beaver.
Yeah.
The beaver is the beaver is the most sought after.
It is.
Ryan, do you think you could eat beaver?
Oh, my. Oh.
It's fat and then it's meat now.
They made them all sick, though. Oh. They all got sick after it.
Well, you can't eat diseased animals.
Oh, God.
What about a moose?
What about a moose?
I don't know.
It's no beaver.
Funny.
Oh, that makes my day.
Boys are funny.
It's a beaver.
What great audio. That's classic. I gotta watch. I think I'm gonna start doing that today.
Lindsay Clancy, the trial
that's on. Is that on Court TV every day, Carson? Have you looked at it?
No idea.
Okay. I didn't know.
Most likely. I'm sure it's being carried live.
Well, the video you just showed me of the guy at the aquarium and all that had a Court TV logo.
Oh, did it? So
yeah,
I'm
down
sure
in the corner.
Yeah.
So okay. It's probably on every day.
Yeah.
That's pretty, a wild, wild story.
It's an awful story. Yeah. It's horrible.
Lindsay Clancy, if you've not looked it up, it's a murder story. It's just a weird family, man.
You can watch it live on YouTube and CBS News.
Okay. CBS News.
Yep.
Okay,
right.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
All right, we got to go. You going to mow today?
I am a homo. See, it's H-O-E.
A hoe that mows.
I am a hoe that mows, making me a homo. Yeah, I'm going to go out there and mow.
Yeah, we got to go.
It's going to be like 93. What if I die out there?
It's going to be hotter tomorrow, though.
Oh, all right.
So you got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to get it over with.
Because I have a party on Saturday. Oh, yeah, that's right. I have a soiree on Saturday.
Soiree.
At the river. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big
all right.
Gathering down there.
Yep. Okay. Yep, that's what I'm doing today.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy the heat, and we will see you back here tomorrow for Friday. Tomorrow's Friday.
Thank God.
We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.